Excision number 11073, reel 4.
Mr. Parr, reel 4.
I stuck at about 300, 400 yards. I used my a rifle as a sort of crutch. And I found the RAP, and it was down some steps. It was only a very, very small little, almost outhouse-type building. And the MO was sat down there, and he had a kerosene lamp on and was reading a book. There was a couple of bodies lying over there covered up with blankets. So he looked up, he said, Corporal Parr. He said, again? I said, yeah. He said, where is it? I said, both legs. Oh, I said, all right. He said, unfortunately, you've just missed the ambulance. They've gone back to the main post back there. I said, sir, there's tanks coming. He said, yes, I've heard them. I said, well, don't you think you ought to get out of here? He said, no. He said, oh, so I'll have some more customers later on. I suggest you take a walk down there. You'll find it down there somewhere. On you go. It's a good chap. So I just looked at him. He never looked at my legs or anything. He just carried on reading a book in the kerosene lamp. Not a worry in the bloody world. So I went upstairs and I started to hobble down the road. There was a bit better going. It was a bit of a dirt road, but it was steady going. I met some blokes out of one of the companies who challenged me, and I shouted out, I've forgotten the password, shouted out the name. Yeah, all right, mate, come on. I said, where is it? It says, over there, you can see the bloody place. And there was, you can see light shining everywhere from this building. I thought, blimey. So I walked up there, and it had big steps up to it. And the doorway was much bigger than this room, a gigantic doorway. And I walked in through it. There was arc lights shining everywhere. And there were three tables with surgeons with butcher's aprons on, working away, operating. And all round it, it was a big circular place, this entrance, big. Was blokes lying and moaning and blokes propped up, and I just stared at them. It was a sergeant over there, a medical sergeant. He called me. Corporal! Yeah? I went over. He says, you all right? It's a stupid bleeding question, isn't it? I've got... Yeah, I'm all right. Why, what's the matter? He said, right, make yourself useful. You can walk, can't you? I said, well, get about a bit. He says, right, cups of tea for them that don't, men with arm wounds, leg wounds. You know the drill, don't you? You don't give a cup of tea, anybody that's got it in the guts, peritonitis are setting. It's cigarettes for those that smoke. He says, make yourself busy. And that was it. That's how I spent the night. The first bloke I went to was an RAF sergeant. His jacket was burned. His trousers were burned. His hands were bandaged, all his face and head was bandaged, including his eyes, just a little gap for his nose and his mouth. I went over to him. I was given some straws. I said, you want a cup of tea, Sarge? He said, yeah, all right, mate. I gave him a cup of tea. He said, what I need is a bleeding fag. I gave him a fag and held it for him. I gave that bloke three cups of tea during the course of that night and several fags, and that's how I spent the night. Walking around giving cups of teas and fags. The Second Army joined up with us at approximately 9:15 on the Sunday morning of the 25th. We'd been there 23 hours. They started to load the wounded into ambulances. Our ambulance lost its way and ran into a German patrol. They fired at us, Red Crosses and all. So we came back and went another way. I eventually wound up at the 21st General Hospital in Bruges. But you know, the official report of that particular airborne battle, the casualties were light, with the exception of the Royal Engineers and the 2nd Battalion Oxen Bucks. We took off and landed that morning, 750 strong, the battalion, and when they took the roll call. It was only 350. The bloody battalion had been wiped in half. We lost 400 men in 24 hours, and there was still a bloody long way to go to Berlin. But one way or another, despite the Elbe and other rivers to cross. We got there one way or the other. I caught up with them later when I got out of hospital. But that was possibly the worst day's battle in the history of the 2nd Battalion Oxen Bucks.